or RSN Mobile.
Descent, KO4 LXZ Mobile.
KO4, I couldn't tell if I heard LAZ or LXZ. KO4 RSN, name here is Andrew.
RSN, this is KO4 Lima X-ray Zulu. Kyle.
Kyle, good morning. Yeah, I thought it was LXZ, but I just couldn't tell if I got an LAZ there. But how are you this morning?
Good. Making way down 29 with all the wonderful lights. How about yourself?
I'm headed down highway, about to be on 418 now, heading into work. Running late, actually. We're supposed to pack a bag for a two-day trip. Packed mine last night and set it by the garage door and so that I wouldn't forget it, and walked right by it this morning.
Didn't say it myself, except usually it's with my work laptop or something stupid like that, but
29, are you you on 29 in Anderson?
Getting toward the north side of Greer, heading in Spartanburg.
Yeah, I worked in Greenville County for a long time, and always people refer to Wade Hampton as 29, and then I live in Anderson, so I never know which one people were talking about, but yeah, I figured you were probably, since most people talk on Sir Peter or out of Greenville, I figured you were on that side.
What do you, consider yourself to do for a living?
I'm a lineman for Duke Energy.
I got a buddy that works for Duke.
It's going to be a fun weekend. Like I said, they told us yesterday to come to work today packed for a two-day trip, not knowing where they're going to send us for the day. If it's going to be, I'm hoping it's bad enough around here. I know I shouldn't wish that around the people around here, but I'm hoping it's bad enough they don't send us anywhere. They got to keep us here, but I'm really not in the mood to travel this weekend, but if it's not too bad here, they're going to send us, I don't know, Florence, somewhere in North Carolina, probably a few hours away.
Dan, yeah, I'm sure y'all are gearing up for a bit of a party this weekend.
We weren't anticipating it to really kick off until later today. With the wind yesterday, man, it started kicking off early outages.
I'm definitely feeling some gusts now as I'm driving, for sure. I don't know what it's like down south a little bit.
Too bad right now on 418, which I'm down in all these trees, so I don't know how much we can get through here. Crosswinds, so I ain't really seeing a whole lot of stuff blowing around. How about yourself, what you do for a living?
Controls engineer, so I program factory machines and all that. Stuff.
I gotcha. Out of general curiosity, because I actually went to Clemson and started out as a engineering major and then switched about halfway through to sociology for some reason. What kind of degree do you have to do that?
It's a general engineering degree, and then I kind of focused in computer engineering, so I'm kind of halfway between an electrical engineer and a computer scientist, which just means I'm not good at either one of them.
I gotcha. And the reason I asked is my cousin's husband, he works for Duke. He's a relay technician. Just hearing you describe what you do, it kind of sounds translatable, but he's got a degree from Tri-County in mechatronics, and it sounds like that's kind of taken over a lot of the what people used to get engineering degrees in. Sounds like mechatronics is like almost like a shortcut way to get what you need to get a job like that.
It's not too bad. I guess you'll be more on the technician side of things rather than design, but yeah, it's definitely a good entry level.
Because I thought about going back and doing it once I get a little bit of time in here. I've only been here with Duke a little under a year. I've been a cop for the last 10 years prior to that. Just had to get out of that. But I was considering going back to school and doing the mechatronic thing because I think he's only been there like 4 or 5 years and he's making close to $60 an hour. Work on the Spartanburg side of things.
Yep, we're a little bit off I-85 there, and on one of the like 4 or 5 black stock roads.
I got you. Yeah, we board our dog with a lady up in Spartanburg. And man, I dread that drive every time we go on vacation. It's like an hour from our house. I don't know if we're gonna do it anymore. But this last trip, it was a super inconvenience because it's she's off the black stock off of 26 and WOEZL area. I don't know, maybe totally off of my road, but I want to say it's black stock and something else.
I'm honestly not super familiar with Spartanburg other than, you know, where I work, I guess. But that drive is crazy inconvenient to get either 29 or 85, and sometimes both of them can be just crazy.
Yeah, I'm the same way. What little I know about Spartanburg is just to drive to her house. Guess where I can do it without a GPS now, but if you were to ask me to deviate from it, I wouldn't have a clue. But yeah, I was the same way with Greenville. When I started working for Greenville County, I didn't have a clue. I grew up in Anderson, didn't have a clue. And it's funny, man, I moved around and got them to put me in different areas. And within about 2 years, man, I knew it better than I knew Anderson, where I grew up all my life.
I'm sure. I'm actually kind of interested in doing kind of a volunteer, like, EMT thing. So I've ridden around with some EMTs and stuff. And, they, man, those guys know the roads and all that stuff. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's a good way to do it, man, because they take one good shift to riding around and learning your roads, and man, it don't take but a couple weeks you start picking up the main roads, and then, you know, another month or two into it, you've got all these little back road pig paths.
Yep.
Been doing the amateur radio thing.
LXZ. Not long. I got into it, I don't know, maybe a year ago, but I haven't really done it faithfully. I just kind of got a radio and installed my truck, so now I'm just sort of playing around. I need to visit some of the clubs around Greenville, Greer area, but I haven't done that yet.
I'm the same way. I got licensed July of last year. Got my GMRS at the same time. So I tinker a little bit with both, but I don't mess with either one enough to be super proficient at them. But my issue is I don't have anyone, friends or family, remotely interested in it. So just me.
Dan, I'm kind of in the same boat, but I know there's a ton of people out to do it.
Yeah, I've got where I talked to a guy that lives about a half mile from me. He was surprisingly close, and he and I chatted a decent bit, because when they're doing the net for, it's the Anderson repeater, and I think it's the other Caesar's Head repeater, the 70-centimeter repeater. I think they're linked, but whenever they're doing that net, him and a bunch of other local ham guys do, they'll hop on CB Channel 40 and that's where they kind of do their chit-chatting back and forth in the middle of the net.
I'm completely ignorant, but I guess I could Google it at some point. But where are the CB channels? Are they within sort of the reachable ham range of a standard ham radio, I guess?
It's considered 11 meters. It's 26 and low 27 megahertz range. So it's just below 10 meter where you have your, you know, limited tech privileges on 10 meter. So it's a lot of people get modified 10 meter radios and do 10 meters and CB with them, and I think there may be a ham, like a lot, I know a lot of your larger radios that people get, like your, you know, your Yaesu 991s or ICOM 7300s, they can be, just like you do your Mars mods and stuff like that on your dual bands, I think you can mod them to transmit on CB, but obviously it's frowned upon. KF4R, San Freddy.
Yeah. All the different channels and frequencies and wavelengths and all that stuff, I'm still slowly learning. But that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I kind of grew up messing with CB. I did have one or a few buddies in high school and stuff that we threw CBs in our trucks, and most of them just kind of tinkered with it, and I don't know, I get genuinely curious and stuff like that, so it's kind of how I drifted into this, but messing with CBs, so I got a little bit more into the technicalities of it back when I used to do it, so I was a little bit more inclined when doing this stuff, so I got a good grasp on the megahertz and the frequencies and stuff, but yeah, a lot of it can be confusing, especially like I'm in a lot of GMRS groups, and the way they channelize it, I know it makes it difficult for people to understand a lot of times the frequencies and stuff.
Understood.
Well, I'm pulling up at my destination here a good 10 minutes late as I thought I'd be. So, I'm going to say 73s to you and wish you a good day, and hopefully y'all don't turn out too bad on this storm. Hopefully we don't either. KF4 RSN, I'll be clear on your final.
Nice talking to you this morning. 73s to you as well. I am clear.